want to take this opportunity to ask you if you have shared your story of transformation and change with anyone. You'll recall that I had asked you when we started this sermon series to take a moment to talk to your spiritual mentor or a good close friend about times when you had felt changed and touched by God. And today we're going to read a scripture that deals directly with that, a time when God changed someone. We're going to read the story of the woman at the well. This time, Jesus had to go through Samaria. And on his way, he came to the town of Sychar. It was near the field that Jacob had long ago given to his son Joseph. The well that Jacob had dug was still there, and Jesus sat down beside it because he was tired from traveling. It was noon, and after Jesus' disciples had gone into town to buy some food, a Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. Jesus asked her, "Would you please give me a drink of water?" "You are a Jew," she replied, "and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink of water when Jews and Samaritans won't have anything to do with each other?" And Jesus answered, "You don't know what God wants to give you, and you don't know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would ask me for the water that gives life." "Sir," the woman said, "you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this life-giving water?" "Our ancestor Jacob dug this well for us, and his family and animals got water from it. Are you greater than Jacob?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again. But no one who drinks the water I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give is like a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." And the woman replied, "Sir, please give me a drink of that water. Then I won't get thirsty and have to come to this well again." Jesus told her, "Go and bring your husband." And the woman answered, "I don't have a husband." "That's right," Jesus replied. "You're telling the truth. You don't have a husband. You've already been married 5 times, and the man you're now living with isn't your husband." And the woman said, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. My ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say Jerusalem is the only place to worship." And Jesus said to her, "Believe me, the time is coming when you won't worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans don't really know the one you worship, but Jews do know the God we worship. And by using us, God will save the world. But a time is coming, and it is already here. Even now, the true worshipers are being led by the Spirit to worship the Father according to the truth. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship God must be led by the Spirit to worship Him according to the truth." And the woman said, "I know that the Messiah will come. He is the one we call Christ, and when He comes, He will explain everything to us." "I am the one," Jesus told her, "and I am speaking to you now." The disciples returned about this time and were very surprised to find Jesus talking with a woman, but none of them asked him what he wanted or why he was talking to her. The woman left her water jar and ran back into town. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could he be the Messiah?" Everyone in town went out to see Jesus. A lot of Samaritans in that town put their faith in Jesus because the woman had said, "This man told me everything I've ever done." They came and asked him to stay in their town, and he stayed for 2 days. Many more Samaritans put their faith in Jesus because of what they learned, they heard him say. And they told the woman, "We no longer have faith in Jesus just because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we are certain that he is the Savior of the world. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
At what moment in your life did you feel God change you? I thought back about that as I've been doing during this sermon series, and I was remembering the Sunday when I came forward and made my confession of faith. I'd gone to pastor's class. The plans were all laid out. I was going to a church. My dad was the minister. I was going to a church that had two services. And I haven't really told Ruthie and John this or reminded them of it very much, but I used to have to go to both services when I was a kid. And so the plan was that when we came down, I was going to lead the reluctant kids during the second service that day. So the invitation came for the first service. I was so full of the Spirit, I jumped up out of my seat in the first service and came forward and made my confession of faith. My dad was very surprised, and afterwards he invited me to do it again during the second service as well. But there was that moment. But you know, as I thought about it, I did feel God's presence, but that really wasn't the moment that changed my life forever. I remember another moment. I had been going to camp, church camp, all my life, and I was at a work camp at our church camp, and I was at this worship service offering my testimony to the kids. You see, that week we were building a concrete sidewalk that went into the woods. And earlier that summer, I had worked as a counselor at the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Summer Camp. And I had pushed the wheelchair of the boy whose hands and feet I was being that week into the woods so that he could experience what that was like. And so I'm in this worship service, and what we've been doing all week is carrying wheelbarrows of concrete into the woods and pouring another little bit of the path. And we've been working hard, and I'm telling them this story, and I felt God in my life so powerfully at that. I thought about it, you know, I'm gonna give my life to God. I'm going to find a way to use my life. You know, maybe I'll go into the ministry, I thought. But of course, that was not the moment when I really changed. Because when I got to college, I went on to be in the broadcast business. So that must not have been the moment when God changed me. There was another moment, though. After the broadcast business, my friend and I started a company, and I traveled around selling voltage control products. I went to 40 states in 18 months. And I woke up one day and I said, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And I canceled my appointment that day, and I drove about 6 hours, and I walked in to a seminary and enrolled instead of going on my assignment that day. And that whole ride, my heart was full, and I knew that I was doing the right thing. But as I've thought about that, that wasn't even the moment, really, when I really gave my life to God in a powerful way. But it was another one of those moments when I felt God changing me and molding me and working with me on the journey. And I just ask you, share some of those kinds of stories with your friends and neighbors as we're journeying through Lent with Jesus. We're talking about a Samaritan woman today who embraced change very well when Jesus came and visited her. This is a woman who'd been defining herself completely by her ancestry. You know, who she was related to, these husbands that she'd had. Let's remember also Being a woman when your husband dies in the ancient world is not an easy thing. And let's not condemn her too much, as you notice that Jesus did not really condemn her. But there's so many people in the world that we live in who are seekers, who are searching like this woman, who feel lost, people who feel alone in a crowd, people who feel invisible in a sea of people, and this noise of life gets in their way, and they don't know exactly what they're seeking. They don't know what it is that they need in their life, but they may have had some of these God moments too, and they need help on their journey. I'm asking you if you can do what Jesus did in this story and help them on their journey by sharing a little bit of yours with them. Where are you leading us, God? Where, God, are you leading these friends that we know who are like this? I hope you understand that these life changes, these moments when we know God was there with us, they're so important to us. Because the more that we pray, the more that we worship, the closer we are to God, the more we'll feel God's presence. We'll know where God is leading us. The more the Spirit will be active in our lives. We do know someone who needs help on their journey. And the more times we share our story with each other, the easier it will be for us to share with these seekers that we meet, because God in Jesus Christ can change everything. It's not you who are offering to help them change their life. It's not our church that changes lives. It's God who changes lives. Have you ever felt like an outcast? Like you didn't quite fit in? I mean, I told the story of the little girl in my class who was the one who made me proud on Sunday and actually came to Sunday school. I know we've all been in that position at some point in our life, and we know people who feel like they're in that position. The thing that struck me about this scripture, it's only a minor thing, and it was right at the beginning of the scripture. It says, Jesus had to go through Samaria. How many of you have ever been troubled by it? How many of you have ever looked at a map to see where Jesus was going? Jesus did not have to go through Samaria because he was in a hurry. He did not have to go through Samaria because he was running behind schedule. I doubt that Jesus knew that he only had 3 years of public ministry and had lost track of his schedule. But I do think there are very good reasons that Jesus had to go through Samaria. And I think the number one reason is because that is how important one woman's life is to God. God loves everyone in this world. God is seeking to love every single person, and especially a woman who's hungry for spiritual things, this woman at the well. Samaria had for too long had the wrong ideas about God, and Jesus had an appointment to help turn that around. And suddenly, this is like an ecumenical encounter where we know, you know, who God is, and you do too. You just don't realize we are worshiping the same God, Jesus taught her that day. People in this world that have been told that they don't count or they really don't matter to God, maybe you feel that way, but I'll bet you know somebody who feels that way. And it's time for you to reach out to them in the way that Jesus reached out to this woman. Because God cares about every person, regardless of where they grew up. And God loves the least so, so very much. What I hope you get from this story today is that your own journey is going to be blessed and transformed and changed when you take time to help someone on their journey. That's going to be one of those moments that you share with somebody. When I was in seminary, I went to a village in Honduras, the village of Tierras Morenas. And I thought that I was going there because I could help those people build a community center that they needed so that they could, you know, have business in their community, so that they could hold church in their community, all these different. I mean, I thought, you know, that's what I was doing. But I didn't go there so that I could help someone. When I was there, God changed me in a way that is really hard for me to describe. I suddenly realized that all of my ideas about God were small. And I realized how much God loved every single living person in the world and how much God sought to be in relationship with every person in the world. And that is another of those moments when I was transformed and changed. And I know that each one of us can be there in that moment for people that we know in this world. We seize the opportunity to speak to the men and women who are standing at the well and don't know exactly what they're looking for, but they just need a drink from that water that quenches the thirst forever. Amen.